For this is CPR News, I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado health experts are warning that overdose deaths seem to be rising during the COVID-19 pandemic. The state's public health department recorded 443 overdose deaths from January through April. That's more than 40% of the total from last year. Many experts have feared that the pandemic could lead to more overdoses because of social isolation, stress, and job losses, even as the federal government has distributed grants to rural hospitals for prevention and treatment programs. Colorado Springs is getting a new site for free coronavirus tests. Starting Tuesday, drive-up testing will be available at the Citadel Mall parking lot. The free testing is limited to people experiencing symptoms, as well as healthcare workers, first responders, and people who work in places like homeless shelters and detention centers. CU Boulder will open a COVID-19 health clinic today in preparation for its fall semester. The clinic will offer coronavirus tests for students, faculty, and staff. Students moving into on-campus housing are required to get tested. The university is also taking steps to increase social distancing, sanitizing stations, and contact tracing on campus. Fall classes at CU Boulder are set to begin August 24th. The Pine Gulch fire is still growing just north of Grand Junction, and conditions are making it hard to get the fire under control. Lisa Kreiderman with the National Weather Service says that part of Colorado has seen above normal temperatures and below normal precipitation.
We just have no moisture in the atmosphere. And that's going to transfer to the fuel. So our bushes, our trees, the heavy timbers, all that dry air is going to transfer to them, and they are going down to near or record values of low moisture in them.
Evacuations are in place for some areas north of the fire in Garfield County. Western Colorado has sunny skies today and highs near 90. It'll be close to 90 in Colorado Springs and in Denver and Fort Collins, above 90 in Pueblo this afternoon. This is CPR News.